You're listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM.
Would you try? Could you buy a new drink for the old drunk? It's no crime to resign misery. With a bottle, well, you walked into town without making a sound, and you slipped as you slammed your face into the crowd, as you tried to forget all the words that were said, to deny all the things that you keep in your head. When you came, you were new, but today you're much older. Spent, so you went to get used in the corner where they kicked you around like a rodeo clown, and it echoed through town. They were beating you down, and as they spread the word that you liked how it hurt, all at once you were cause for a pitiful cure. Hours pass by. Tonight turns black, cause it's rotten, and we slide right to the bottom. Our tongues made out of cotton, eyes sealed shut in a slumber till we hear someone mumble, could you spare from the tumbler a new drink? Days in the dark, in the corner, without light, without grace, where you wait for the slaughter, where they spit in your face as the hours grow late, and they laugh as they lie, and then seal up your feet, and you cringe as you binge to forget how you hate all the doom in this pitiful room you create. Hours pass by, have forgotten. Night turns black, cause it's rotten, and we slide right to the bottom. Our tongues made out of cotton, eyes sealed shut in a slumber till we hear someone mumble, could you spare from the tumbler a new drink for the old drunk?
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Good morning. It's A Shot in the Arm with your host, Dan, in for another hour this Sunday with some new tunes and some old tunes. Just started off the show there with an old one from Crooked Fingers. That's going back to their year 2000 debut album. It's called A New Drink for the Old Drunk. I'm happy to report that this Sunday, I'm not coming to you live with a hangover. That's good. Last Sunday, I was struggling. That's part of the difficulty of doing a radio show at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm going to resolve to be better, make my Saturdays a little tamer so that I can come to you with a clear head and not screw everything up while I'm trying to play music. I've got a new record I want to play right now that I'm super excited about. It's probably my favorite album of the year so far. I know it's only March. Maybe a little silly to make such declarations, but it's a band out of Australia called Dick Diver. They've got a new record called Melbourne, Florida. They are from Melbourne, Australia. This is the lead-off track from that album. It's called Waste the Alphabet. It's a shot in the arm here on BFF.fm. Stay with us.
I start to BFF.FM.
BFF.FM. It's Peter Matthew Bauer there with my favorite record from last year. It's an album called Liberation. That track, Scientology Airplane Conversations. We heard someone in there before that who I think is probably a big influence on Peter Matthew Bauer's music. It's Elvis Costello with This Year's Girl from This Year's Model. I think that's still my favorite Costello record. We heard Spoon in there before that with Someone Something. That was coming off the single of same name. And we heard another 7-inch single in there before that, Wilco with I Might. And started things off with Dick Diver. Not a new band, but new to me. I hadn't heard of them until this record. It's their third album. It's out right now. It's called Melbourne, Florida. You heard the lead-off track. It's called Waste the Alphabet. The whole album is just spectacular. It's indie pop gem after indie pop gem. Speaking of which, I think I'm going to be posting a little something about that on our Heavy Rotation blog on our website. So if you're not familiar with that and you want to hear some fresh new jams, just head on over to BFF.FM and look for the Heavy Rotation section. It's right there on the homepage. It's a constantly rotating, updating selection of awesome records that our DJs love. So head on over there and check that out. I'm going to post a single from Dick Diver on there real soon. Right now I've got a band that's going to be coming to the Fillmore here in San Francisco on June 1st. If that show's not sold out already, it probably will be soon. I've never known these guys to come through and not sell out wherever they're playing. It's the Mountain Goats. I heard a little tidbit of information through a friend that makes it sound like they're going to have some horn players with them on this tour. I can't say 100% sure, but a friend of a friend who plays saxophone is now playing with the band or something. So it could be more than the more, certainly not a solo John Darnielle show, probably not just a duo show. It sounds like it could be like a full fleshed out band kind of thing, which is exciting. So I'm going to play a track from one of their more like rockin' sounding records. It's the album We Shall All Be Healed. It's BFF.FM, Shot in the Arm. Stay tuned.
Between Gary and White. first minute of the second day. Saw you out, but I couldn't stay. Second hour of the 13th week. Saw you out, but I couldn't speak.
We'll be right back.
Radiohead on BFF.FM. I think it's like the happiest Radiohead song, probably, or the one that makes me happiest. It's Bones from the Bends, from a vinyl version of that record that I must admit doesn't sound that great. 90s vinyl pressings, especially like big major label releases, not the best fidelity. So you might be better off sticking to your compact disc version of that record. The Rain Parade in there before that, that was going back to 1983 from the album Emergency Third Rail Power Trip. It was Talking in My Sleep. We heard from Guided by Voices with Tractor Rape Chain, another classic from the B-1000 record. Before that was a fellow by the name of Brent Gorton from a 2006 record called Cuddlecore. I think I discovered that one because it just showed up at the radio station I was DJing at the time back in Virginia. And I mean, I don't really know much more about that guy. He doesn't even really have anything on Discogs, which says a lot, actually. I feel like the nerd community of Discogs.com has done a pretty good job of cataloging pretty much every record that's ever been pressed, and that one is not on there. Kind of weird, but it's a great record. It's a self-titled record from 2006. I know you can get it on iTunes. So the Mountain Goats at the top of that set with Palm Quarter Yajna from We Shall All Be Healed. We Shall All Be Healed. Man, that's kind of a tongue twister of an album title. Also, I haven't had any breakfast, so blood sugar is taking a dive. They're playing at the Fillmore on June 1st. It's going to be a huge show. You're going to want to be there. Last week, I played a track from a forthcoming record from Vetiver. It's called Complete Strangers. It's coming out on the 24th of this month, and it is great. So I'm going to play another track off of it. This is Loose Ends, Vetiver, BFF.FM.
Backroom lights are bright enough to show the loose ends you call friends don't really know you at all. Hard to do, but I love you more than I. dark mood swings. Silent phone is all you got. Somebody calls today, it won't be safe here anymore. Late night conversation turns into a fight, and all the years you've been frustrated, they finally subside, and now you walk away to face the day alone. And if it is, you're here by choice and not by will. Stated your cause today, you won't be staying anymore. Late night conversation turns into a fight, and all the years you've been frustrated, and now you walk away to face the day alone. Turns into a fight, and all the years you've been frustrated, they finally subside, and now you walk away to face your day alone. We'll be right back.
Clean on BFF.fm with Big Soft Punch. That's from their Vehicle record. It can also be found on the excellent anthology release on the Merge label. If you're not familiar with the work of the Clean, you do well to pick up the anthology. It's two discs. It's pretty much jam-packed with all their gems. REM in there before that, Life and How to Live It from Fables of the Reconstruction, probably the underdog record from REM's catalog. It's a great one. I think their output on the IRS label was pretty much next to flawless, so you can't go wrong with anything they put out in that era. Josh Rouse in there before that, Late Night Conversation from his Dressed Up Like Nebraska debut. And Vetiver started things off. That's from a brand new record. It's out on the 24th. It's their first album on the Easy Sound label. It's called Complete Strangers, and that track is Loose Ends. And I am at the end of this program. Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's been a fun hour. Be sure to stay tuned for TV on the Radio with Jess and Leah. They are going to be discussing the new series, Better Call Saul. I've heard it's a great one. You're going to want to stay tuned. Meantime, I'll leave you with some Stephen Malkmus, and I will see you guys next week. It's BFF.fm. Best frequencies forever.
Play. There's no more count.